Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I'd imagine, like myself actually, a lot of people listening are either thinking about looking at health insurance or you're renewing your health insurance. And maybe you've been seeing just different headlines which are talking about increases here, cuts there. What is the actual situation at the moment? And what plan do you actually go for? Because there's so many nuances when it comes to health insurance. Well, it's great that I have with me in studio Patrick Brennan from IrishHealthInsurance.ie to try and help make sense of it all for us. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Okay, just give me the kind of current situation when it comes to the health insurance market in Ireland at the moment.
Okay, so, right, we've seen some change all right in the past few years. We had four insurers about 2 years ago. We're now down to three insurers. So we used to have VHI, we had Laya Healthcare, Aviva Health and Glow Health. Aviva Health and Glow Health were both fully purchased by Irish Life, and then it's now Irish Life Health, VHI and Laya. So from an optics perspective, it looks a little simpler anyway. There's three insurers. Nonetheless, there's probably still the same number of plans in the market, there or thereabouts, which is numbering on close to about 350 at the moment.
So has that meant that kind of consolidation and the fact that there's less now, that does that have an impact on competitiveness and therefore prices, or what is the impact, if any?
Well, I suppose really the first impact is that there's a little bit less to choose from, which means the navigation piece is a little bit less cumbersome, maybe for the likes of me. But really, if you have a plan and you're going out there as a consumer, looking at 350 plans is not really a reality for most people. So, you know, there's a bit of navigation that could be done on your behalf by such websites such as the Health Insurance Authority website, HIA.ie. They have a navigation tool which allows you to sort of refine your searches, and it'll give you options within that. There on, you can go directly to the insurer, lay out what it is you expect from your healthcare, and ultimately maybe hit them with a premium that you are want to max out at.
I think it's sometimes, Patrick, though, it's only when you find yourself needing your health insurance that you realise what you've not got rather than what you have.
Yeah, you did right.
Situations in the last week, just chatting to one friend who said he had to have a procedure, right? And the doctor was covered, but the hospital was not. So then ended up having to go and get it done in a roundabout way. And then you can have the opposite situation where the hospital is covered, but the doctor is not. It's so complicated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, a lot of this complication actually does come from, a lot of it is consumer driven. So we had a situation a few years ago, we had spiraling increases in premiums. And the reason was, is because we had a recession. Like things, like most things in life, people were cutting back on what they felt as non-essential cover or expenses. And unfortunately, all the people who cut back from that cover were the people who used it least. And the people who retained it were the people who accessed it most. And in a community-rated market where everybody's paying the same price, that really affected claims. So in order to meet the demands of the public, they started bringing in these plans, which basically, I suppose, were more difficult to get under the bonnet of. They were selected network plans for a start, which meant they did not cover all hospitals. They covered selections of hospitals. Other things were that they had shortfalls specific to various procedures, which if you didn't notice, you might find yourself with a €2,000 shortfall for a cardiac procedure or a hip replacement.
Which is so, a massive amount of money.
Yeah, so these are, but unfortunately this is a kind of consequence of where we are. So from my perspective, starting with a budget is not the right thing. Because as you say, we're all consumers and we're all consumer savvy when we're paying. But when we go into that hospital and hand the card over the desk, we become vulnerable patients. And what we want to know most of all is that we're covered.
And it's that nerve-wracking moment where they say it's procedure number 123, and you're going, I hope this is covered, please God.
So maybe start the conversation with, this is what I want covered. I want to have access to X, Y and Z hospitals because they're local to me and because of the disciplines they do. And I want to have access to maybe some of the high techs in Dublin specific for what they are high tech in, as in cardiac or vascular care, that type of thing. You don't perhaps need them for willy-nilly stuff, you know. You can use another hospital for that. If you lay that out, it'll help the insurer do it. Look, ultimately, I'm going to suggest that using a broker who knows this stuff inside out is a good idea. That's part of the reason I'm here, and that's what we do. So we'll very quickly have a conversation with a client and say, yes, we see your needs, but your expectations and your budget are not aligned.
Do you find though, Patrick, that I'm just thinking to myself now that actually people don't really think about it, because you just go on autopilot. I'm in the lucky situation where our health insurance is covered through my husband's company policy. So a lot of people might get health insurance through their companies. It's just a particular company plan and that's it. That's what you get. You pay it through your salary or whatever. And it's only then I found myself in a situation recently where my son had to go to a hospital very close to us that I thought, how did I not sit down and think this hospital, high-tech hospital, is up the road, it has a children's facility. How did I not sit down and think at the time and go, make sure that's definitely covered, Wendy? I mean, in hindsight, I'm looking at it going, that seems like a no-brainer. But a lot of the time, are we just going on autopilot?
Well, look, I mean, hindsight is great for everybody, but it's very difficult. I mean, it's very difficult. Like, again, maybe this is where a throughput of continual expertise in that process will help you. So, for example, we might be able to say that the Hermitage Clinic has a great new laser facility called the CyberKnife, which can be used as a much more safe and focused way of radiotherapy. Not suitable for everybody, but maybe suitable for some people. The danger is that our health system itself is so fragmented that when people go into a hospital, they get offered their services. They very often don't get offered, particularly if it's a public hospital, what's accessible in the private hospitals. So it's very hard to know everything all
and
the time.
And how do you find that out?
Well, this is it. I mean, it is hard to know that all the time. And there's some good tools out there. An insurer or a broker would be very good. First of all, if you're paying a premium of around, say, 1,000 to 1,100 annually per adult, you should be honest, you should be able to get a plan which really should cover you for all public and private hospitals. The differences there afterwards are about levels of accommodation and indeed those high-tech hospitals, which are namely the Black Rock and the Mater private. In fact, most hospitals now will refer to the Beacon as a private and will give it full cover on a lot of plans. So if we were to put it this way, if we were to break down 335 plans into 5 plans, we can do that. They used to be called A, B, C, D, and E with VHI. And that's all that exists out there today in the market. It's just multi-variations of them.
Okay.
So what are the breakdowns? Oh, so A is your public hospital only. B is your semi-private room in a private hospital. Typically, that's where about 70% of the market are. C is a private and a private. And then they made the D and E plans in order to facilitate BlackRock and Mater private. And the only difference between one and the other are levels of accommodation.
What about leverage that the consumer has, Patrick? Because I found myself getting a little bit angry recently where I'm looking at the provider that we're with. Our renewal date was, I think, early December. But if you start in January, you get kids go free or whatever, some of these benefits, and you're kind of going, well, that's a bit of a pain because my renewal date happens to be 2 weeks earlier. I don't get that.
Yeah, and actually, as you were making the introduction, I was thinking that. I said, you know, what's going on in the market is almost immaterial. What's all that's material is when you renew, what's happening that date. And the reason for that is that once upon a time, that was not the case. You could switch and move anytime you wanted. And invariably, that's what people were doing. So there was a couple of reasons. The insurers, it was led by VHI originally, but they all followed suit, is they locked that down in order to save on administration and in order for them to gain greater control of the market itself. So you talk about levers. For example, most corporates now will renew somewhere in the end of the year, usually in the month of December, which means that's where, consequently, the best pricing at those levels of plans is available because they're all competing for that business. Most consumers will renew somewhere between the 1st of January and now, since risk equalisation has come in, April. So January to April sees over 40% of the entire book of consumers renew. It's no accident that they're not renewing at the same time corporates aren't renewing. Corporates can be very predictable in their behavior and in terms of their demographic. Whereas when you open up a public book, it could be somebody 16, it could be somebody 86, 96. So the prices are not going to be as keen in the January month for adults as they are in December month. What can you do? That's just the way the game is set at the moment. However, you observe very well that what tends to be better in the consumer market is pricing for kids. The much better pricing for kids. So throw in 2 kids, 3 kids into a 2-adult situation and there may not be that much of a difference in the end of it. Really, it's about navigating your way through all those plans to find which is the best suitable one. We know there's 5 levels of covers, so why are there so many plans? Well, here's the reason. One is a lot of those plans will have different levels of excesses that will apply to you On admission to a private hospital.
Is that in the very small print?
No, it's actually one of the main tools that you would use to decipher. So somebody might say to me, I don't want an excess. I want to know that when I show my card in the private hospital, I don't pay anything else. Okay, but that might be 2,300 a year. This one over here might be 1,000 euros less or 700 euros less, and you pay 75 euros if and when you use the hospital. So what we're doing there is we're providing them with the choice. We're not saying, well, you're an older person, you're probably going to use it more, you don't want a shortfall in this, and you don't want an excess, because that's hurting them. What we do is we say, this plan is an alternative, but it does have an excess of this, and it may have a shortfall of X if you need a hip replacement. Now, what's your circumstances? Then they might be able to judge, well, I've saved that shortfall in the first year's premium. You know, so it becomes a consumer choice, but it has to be an informed one.
In terms, Patrick, of people using a broker to get their health insurance, especially for just individuals that are in that consumer market renewing around this time, because I was thinking, again, if you've got a corporate kind of company plan and that company has a few hundred people on it, obviously it's easier if you get into difficulties, you kind of have a strong arbitrator in your HR department. A lot of people aren't in that situation. Is it easier to kind of have a broker to like arbitrate on your behalf if there is a kind of difficulty or questions or all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, look, with health insurance, there's few and far between of us, actually. It's a much more reduced number of advisors in that space than there are, say, in the motor or household.
Why is that?
It's because it's such a technical sort of area. And while that expanded a few years ago, it's really voluntarily contracted since. Motor brokers have said, this is not for me. I'm not sure that I'll be standing over the level of expertise needed to give my clients best advice, which is, you know, a very good thing for them to say, because it means that they're obviously interested in giving their clients best advice. So, yes, but the point you're making is very, it's true of using brokers, if you like, in any instance, is that if there is a problem, you're not left directly to the wolves yourself, that hopefully a broker would arbitrate on your behalf. And that's something we've done regularly. And touch wood, and as I'm sitting here in front of a wooden desk, so far we haven't lost any of those arbitrations. We've acted on behalf of the client where we felt that there was an injustice or something read wrong or whatever else, and we've always got the right answer. Now, if we know from the outset that the client's expectations are wrong, we'll have that conversation too. And that's the nature of a good relationship, is when you can say the stuff that maybe people don't always want to hear, but you're doing it on their behalf.
Well, I have to say, really, really practical and good advice today. If you just join me, I have been talking to Patrick Brennan from irishhealthinsurance.ie. And indeed, that is the website, irishhealthinsurance.ie, if you want to chat to Patrick and find out more. And there's great advice on there as well. Patrick, thanks for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
On Spirit
Pleasure.
Radio.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.